Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. About 50 migrants are now being housed at a military base on Cape Cod after being flown to Martha's Vineyard by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis without notice this week. NPR's Greg Allen reports the move has drawn backlash from the White House and congressional Democrats who accuse Republican governors of using migrants as political pawns.
State records show that Florida tapped a $12 million fund set up by the legislature, paying more than $600,000 to a company that operated the flights on Wednesday. Democrats, immigration activists, and human rights groups have condemned the flights as an inhumane political stunt aimed at enhancing DeSantis' expected bid for the Republican presidential nomination. DeSantis defends his actions, saying the migrants were treated humanely and denies that any were misled. And he says more flights may be coming.
The legislature gave me $12 million. We're going to spend every penny of that to make sure that we're protecting the people of the state of Florida.
DeSantis says contractors are working with the state to identify and divert migrants headed to Florida. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Ukrainian investigators have exhumed hundreds of bodies from a burial site in the recently liberated city of Izyum. NPR's Jason Bobian reports the investigators have found evidence, in Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's words, of people who were tortured, shot, and killed by shelling.
NPR witnessed bodies with hands still tied behind their backs being dug up from graves in a forest on the outskirts of Izyum. Other corpses were mutilated, but it was unclear how those injuries occurred. Kharkiv's regional prosecutor, Alexander Ilyankov, is working with forensics experts at the scene. He says they believe there are more than 500 civilians buried at the site. He said one of the bodies they just exhumed had a rope still around its neck. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kharkiv, Ukraine.
The line to file past Queen Elizabeth's coffin at London's Westminster Hall is back up and running. The line was temporarily paused after reaching full capacity today. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports people wanting to pay their final respects to the nation's longest-serving monarch are now facing a 24-hour wait time.
What's really interesting, yesterday it wasn't that bad. I mean, maybe it was 3 miles and the lines were moving very quickly, but today I think people have seen what's happening and people are pouring in, not just from outside of London, but from coming in from great distances from the north of England. It's now, as you were saying, it's 5 miles down the Thames, and they're now saying that it could take up to 24 hours for people at the end of the line to make it up to Parliament, which is where the Queen is lying in state.
That's NPR's Frank Langfitt reporting from London. This is NPR. Crews are working to contain a fast-moving wildfire that's burning near Sacramento, California. The mosquito fire has burned more than 100 square miles and has destroyed more than 70 structures in El Dorado and Placer counties. Officials say the blaze is about 20% contained. Soccer's international governing body, FIFA, has rejected another appeal by Chile to have South American rival Ecuador removed from the upcoming World Cup. NPR's Tom Goldman reports Chile is accusing Ecuador of using an ineligible player during qualifying matches.
Chilean officials say defender Byron Castillo, who helped Ecuador qualify for the World Cup, isn't who he says he is. They claim Castillo's official documents saying he was born in Ecuador are wrong, and in fact, he was born in Colombia. A FIFA panel rejected Chile's claim in June. Chile appealed, and now a FIFA appeals committee has said no again. Ecuador was the final South American qualifier for the World Cup, which starts in 2 months. Chile missed out, and Chilean officials believed the country would have moved up and qualified had Ecuador been kicked out and the standings reshuffled due to Castillo being ruled ineligible. Chile will appeal a final time to the Court of Arbitration for Sport. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Air traffic controllers in France are on strike. The 24-hour walkout has forced airlines to cancel hundreds of flights in and out of airports in Paris. Union officials say the main sticking point is pay. This is NPR.